Opening briefs are expected January.
Blog Talk Radio.
January 11th, and a verdict could be issued by the end of January. The judge has already ruled the Trumps and the company repeatedly committed fraud for years. Judge Arthur Engoron will now decide if the Trumps committed insurance fraud and other offenses.
It's not just those struggling to make ends meet. More than half of Americans earning over $100,000 a year live paycheck to paycheck. This, according to a Lending Club report. More from Aaron Rayall.
Many experts point to a phenomenon called lifestyle inflation as one of the culprits. Lifestyle inflation, or lifestyle creep, is the pattern of spending a little more as a person's income increases, but spending more may not be as simple as people wanting to indulge. Many Americans simply don't have enough money to make ends meet because their incomes have not been keeping up with the rising cost of living.
Wonka is hoping to find a golden ticket at the box office this weekend. The film starring Timothée Chalamet is expected to bring in $35 million in its debut. That would fall just short of the $41 million debut weekend from Dune in 2021, the highest grossing film Chalamet has starred in. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This week at Safeway and Albertsons, get bone-in USDA choice beef rib roast for $5.97 per pound with digital coupon limit one. Plus, get selected varieties of Signature Select pizzas, 14.1 to 33.5 ounces, for $3.97 each with digital coupon limit four.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at our alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. We'll see some areas of dense fog for most of the morning. It'll make way to cloudy skies later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds and some rain moving back in. Low temperatures dropping down to about 41. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain on and off throughout the day. High temperatures around 47. Clouds and rain will hang around for most of Thursday night as well. Lows down to about 42. For Friday, run up into the weekend, though. Partly sunny skies and high temperatures in the upper 40s. To low 50s in selected areas.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Follow her voice, her stray dog is nice. She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, oh yeah. Don't be surprised if you want to listen twice. Make decisions, find the right choice. Know yourself better, find your own voice. It's okay, we need help today, because everybody needs a little push. From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
Welcome, Transformation Talk Network listeners. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx. With a little sore throat today, so please bear with me. Welcome to my show, Recovery Recharged, where we share advice and support from experts in addiction and recovery and beyond. I am so thrilled today to have one of my very special guests on for this holiday edition of Recovery Recharged. I think everybody's going to appreciate what this gentleman has to say and the great insights and uplifting thoughts he projects, especially this time of year. The name of our show today is Jumpstart Your New Year Now with best-selling author Andrew Kapp. We're going to talk about why now is a better time to start a new habit or begin a New Year's resolution as opposed to waiting till the first of the year. And how do we make sure, most of all, because we all do this, how do we make sure that our resolutions will last rather than fizzle out in February? Andrew Kapp is a best-known author for his best-selling book, The Last Law of Attraction Book You'll Ever Need to Read, which is like my Bible, which is here next to me on my desk, and it's always with me. He sold over 100,000 copies of that book and then wrote a book called Three Words I Used to Sell 100,000 Books. So that's what he did. He proved what he did. He wrote another book about it, and then he challenged himself to write a new book to give readers exactly what they want in the tools in improving their lives. And that book is the one that we're going to talk about today, and that is Just Feel Good by Andrew Kapp. We're going to talk about tips and tricks to do exactly what we all need to do, especially this time of year. So without further ado, my very good friend, Andrew Kapp. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great, Ellen. Thank you so much for having me and braving a sore throat, which I know when you're speaking the first title, it's a little rough, but the new book in only three words, it's probably a little smoother for you.
I know. I understand. I always like I have to talk slowly so that I make sure I get it right. So we always do this time of year an uplifting show for everybody, and especially people in recovery, because I want you to know that there's always hope. It's a bright new year, and one of the best ways to do that, to read Andrew's book and talk about things that make our lives better. So let's remind people just for a moment, and also our first-time listeners, what exactly is Just Feel Good about?
Well, Just Feel Good is kind of a different kind of answer to the last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read, because I'm so humbled by the fact that people continue to buy the book and also continue to recommend it and give it as a gift to others. But I discovered a few months before writing Just Feel Good that some people were hesitant just because the loved ones in their life, they don't know how to react to a term or a concept like law of attraction. So people are hesitant on that standpoint. Mm. So I wanted to challenge myself, what if I could provide the same value, the same content, the same explanations, but do it without using terms like law of attraction or manifestation and make it more giftable, so to speak? You know, whether it's the holidays and you want a stocking stuffer or a birthday gift or a graduation gift, really something that provides, you know, some level of value without the law of attraction stigma attached to it.
You did was put together a very reader-friendly book that is approximately, what, 100 pages?
Less than 100. It actually comes in at 89.
And 89 pages. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they're both supposed to be, they're both very reader-friendly. The difference being, if people are resistant to law of attraction as a concept, maybe they have a preconceived notion based on The Secret or something else. This is my way of saying, I created something for you to gift to others anyway for them to enjoy.
That's fantastic. So let's go back to some of the things that we've also talked about that this book highlights and also the first book highlights. What exactly do you refer to as merry manifesting? What is that about, especially this time of year? What are we
right
talking?
Yeah, so merry manifesting, it's not even in the book. That's one of my YouTube videos. And anyone that follows me long enough, you know, Ellen, they'll see, like, I'm always trying to give value in different pockets because some people don't even read books. They just prefer videos. But merry manifesting is basically a gratitude method that I designed to perfectly coincide with the holiday season, with the understanding that I know gratitude is an overused term, but anyone that really brings that into their life, if they're not attached to how things are going to play out and they just sit back and they're grateful for even a few minutes a day, they're going to find, by hook or by crook, things shift in a noticeable way that adds more positivity to their lives.
Well, one of the things you describe in both of these books is the ability to get the life you've always wanted and to be able to manifest things so that they come into your life in a positive way. So because I want this hour to be very directed, and I want everybody that's either driving to work or sitting and having their first break at work to actually be able to do some of these quick and easy exercises, give us an example and maybe walk us through one merry manifesting exercise so I can do it with everybody else.
Yeah, well, the main version of the merry manifesting method is pretty easy. All you're going to do, and again, this is about utilizing the holiday season. I'm all about strategy. I'm all about finding ways that there's a life event already going on that you could use to your advantage, because some people, they struggle to get in the habit of gratitude, or they struggle to think of ways of being grateful. Merry manifesting is basically, here we are in the holiday season. You're going to go out in your neighborhood around your home or around your office or wherever. You're just going to take a walk around,
and you're going to use holiday decorations that you see around as cues to feel grateful for something, and you set the rules. So maybe you see a Santa Claus, and that's your cue to think of something from your past that you're grateful for. Maybe you see presents, perfect word, presents, right? And you can think of something in your life, in your present life, that you're grateful for. Maybe you see snowmen or reindeer or Christmas lights. That could be your cue to think of something in your future that you're looking forward to enjoying that you're grateful for. And by the time you're finished with your walk around the block, you've had all these cues provided to you. You didn't have to come up with them yourself for reasons or excuses or indicators to feel grateful for something.
And when we feel grateful for something, our psyche kind of takes over and we just begin to feel good.
Yeah, this is why it's so effective and so powerful, because it's deceptively simple, but human psychology is human psychology, and human nature is human nature. And when you are strategically and intentionally finding ways of feeling good about things in your life, which, quick little preface, some people hearing this, they might be, well, what do I have to feel good about, which we'll cover later. There's always something there no matter what's going on.
Yeah,
in
we're
going
to cover that kind of right after this, but go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, but when you find a way of doing this, you're changing your body chemistry. You're changing your brain chemistry. You're reinforcing patterns in your brain to lean in that direction as opposed to a more negative mindset, as opposed to a more defeatist or depressed or confused or frustrated mindset. It's all about saying, listen, we're surrounded by the news today. We're surrounded by all these different cues that are going to get us leaning in a negative direction. Let's strategically combat that and find something better by finding reasons, easy reasons, to feel good instead and reinforce that psychological, that mindset pattern.
You have said in all of your books that that doing these kinds of things and bringing these positive thoughts into our mind projects other positive thoughts, whether it's the law of attraction or whether it's just beginning to feel good. In recovery, we say, act as if. When I coach my recovery clients, or when I talk to people that are also maybe depressed or anxious, I ask them immediately to find a positive thought to replace the negative thought, which is exactly the methods in Merry Manifesting. And I think also why the Hallmark Channel does so well, especially this time of year. It's all Christmassy, it's all shining in light, there are no really terrible problems, and everybody lives happily ever after. And no matter what, you can't help but just feel good after those things. You may not want that you know, candy cane with lollipops and roses all the time, but because of the stress of our existence, you do need it some of the time. So what do you say to the pessimists that say, oh, come on, Andrew, I have nothing to feel good about? What are your suggestions?
Well, there's so many different directions that you can go into this, but the one I always go to, and keep in mind, someone listening to this might be in a certain physical pain in their life or an emotional pain or whatever it might be. But regardless of what's going on in your life, anyone and everyone, by virtue of the fact that they are alive, can be grateful for their heart, which has been beating for every single second of every single minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year of every decade that they have been alive, tirelessly pumping blood, oxygen, nutrients to all the other parts of their body that are serving them, their liver, their kidneys, their brain, to say nothing of their hands, their fingers, their arms, their toes, their feet, their legs, to getting, you know, to the point of like, what about your friends? What about people that have always been there for you in your corner? What about fresh air? What about a roof over your head? There's always something to be grateful for in this moment. And it's not about pretending that there aren't bad things going on in life. It's about saying, I understand that, but even though I see that, I am not going to fail in service to myself to recognize things that I do have to be grateful for, because I know when I lean in that direction, it's a much healthier and better choice for myself.
One of the things you also say in your book is that not only to feel the gratitude and try to do it as often as you can, and you and I both do this every single day, but also to know that it should not be a chore to be done. It shouldn't be hard work. You shouldn't have to turn around and say, oh, my God, now I have to find a lot of things to be grateful for. How do you talk to those people that say it's too hard to do or it's a chore? Talk about that.
Well, I'm a huge proponent of keeping things simple. And whatever you do, it needs to be fun on a certain level. And part of making it fun is not putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. Like me, I will set a timer on my phone for 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And I'll think of whatever comes to mind to be grateful for. But at no point do I say, well, you need to think of a minimum of 50 things or a minimum of 100 things. I just say you set the timer for whatever it is and give yourself the space and the freedom to flow. And the thing is, sometimes we struggle with what to be grateful for. It's kind of in front of you. Maybe that person that you fell in love with, even if you're not with them anymore, that's a huge, you know, important part of your life, or family or friends or a significant victory that you've enjoyed, even if it's not right now and it's from the past, just the best things about your life that you can think of, it's very easy to go to no matter what's going on in your life right now.
And the most important thing is that you can turn around. If I wake up in the morning, I'm going about my business. Alexa reminds me at 8:45 in the morning, do your gratitude list. And then I turn around. If I have nothing else in my head, I go, I'm grateful for the breakfast I'm eating. I'm grateful for the sunshine today. I look around the room and say, I'm grateful for. Because that's the way we begin to rewire our brain. And in recovery, we say acting as if, because I tell all of my clients, I don't care if you believe that you have gratitude for something. Just by saying it, and sometimes for me it works to say it out loud, then you tell it to the universe, and you also get a chance to hear it because you hear something outside of your subconscious. So I like to say it to the world. I am grateful. Like, I am grateful for you, Andrew. I'm grateful for TTN, and I'm grateful for the show that I do, Recovery Recharged. So that doesn't take a long time to do, but it really does a mind shift for you. And you won't realize the power of that until you actually do it.
Right.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, you won't realize it 10 seconds later. You'll realize it 90 seconds or 180 seconds. It's a thing where you're not even looking for it. You're not like, well, where is it? You're just going through the process of genuinely thinking about those things. And it takes as long as it's going to take, and it feels as good as it's going to feel. And some days will be way more obvious, and some days will be subtle, and it's always okay.
It is always okay. So now it brings us, now we're at the new year, and we're going to talk a lot about this. But what's your best advice for people who are already starting to think about what New Year's resolution should be? I mean, that seems a little crazy. So how do you handle what you're doing now for the new year?
Well, it's interesting because here we are, we're a couple of weeks off, and we're saying, well, on January 1st, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And everyone listening knows what they want to do. Whether they feel like they can do it, it's a whole other thing. Everybody knows what they would like to resolve to do right now. But we're all waiting till that really special day. You know, that day when you start. Why is it that January 2nd, everybody's in the gym, and January 8th, it's empty again? And my question to people is, like, why wait? Why wait until this big pressure day rather than simply starting right now? That's how I handle things. I do my resolution before everyone else, before it's this set weird thing of all these, past year's failures attached to it and everything else. I just dive in right now without even calling it a resolution.
All right, give us an example. We need to know what you're thinking right now for the new year.
So I actually did this last month. I took a month and I said, I'm going to give myself 30 days of a very specific diet, which I'm happy to share the diet details, but I'll say this. For me, it was a very difficult thing because I love pasta, and I didn't have any pasta. I love bread. I didn't have any bread. But I said, listen, I'm going before even the holidays, and I have all my social things, and I'm out at Italian restaurants with people catching up. I'm going to give myself a month of no pasta. And I didn't have to wait till January 1st. And it's amazing because I was probably 181, 182 pounds, and I haven't been working out. That's once I throw that in, wow, but wait till we see where things go there.
It's part of the second part of the resolution, right?
Yeah, well, is going to be part of my January. But I went from 181 pounds to 169 pounds, and then a few days later to 165 pounds. And all I did was this change. So I had this reaffirmation of, Andrew, what you're doing is making a real impact, even if you don't see it in the mirror yet. So I really just said, I'm going to do the hard thing before waiting for everybody else. And then it's not really going to be a hard thing. It's going to be another thing.
Right. Also, and I would also think that I know, like everybody says, I know there are a lot of people that say, I'm going to stop smoking on January 1st, or I'm not going to drink anymore on January 1st. I mean, you know, this is recovery. I'm not going to drink anymore, and I'll wait till then, and I'm going to party like a crazy person over Christmas and New Year's. And on January 1st, that's the first day I'm going to choose to be sober. That never works.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to us again why you also feel the same way.
Well, this goes back to human nature and human psychology. And, you know, law of attraction is a weird thing. And here we are having this conversation. For some reason, my YouTube algorithm has been throwing Van Halen in front of me. And they had that old song, I think 1991 or so, Right Now. And one of the lyrics from Right Now is, it's your tomorrow. You know, everyone's always thinking of like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. But all that matters is right now. And when you're always waiting for a certain day to do it, it's really, if you're being honest with yourself, you're just giving yourself an excuse to put it off that will be repeated. It's the same excuse. It's actually a spoiler alert. When you say, I'm going to do this tomorrow, or I'm going to do this on January 1st, it's actually a spoiler preview of the same BS that you're going to throw at yourself when that time actually comes.
Right. It's a spoiler alert of the fact that you're not going to do it. If you're not doing it today, you're not going to do it tomorrow.
If you were going to do it, you would be doing it.
You would have been doing it already. Exactly. And that's what I talk to my clients about. People do not do what they don't want to do, but they run to do things that they really want to do. And the best thing about it is that if you listen to what Andrew is saying and you read at least one of these books, Just Feel Good, you will easily want to do those things now. And he has a myriad of people that tell you that these methods work. And the Pushy Broad is one of them. And I can tell you that how many clients that have said the same thing. The clients that I use in recovery, it's required reading for them to read Just Feel Good, 89 pages of how to rewire your brain in a really positive way. So what do you think the best way is of ensuring that right now you're actually planning for the new year? What happens in mid-December? How can everybody be assured they can start their resolutions and their game plan today?
Well, you actually gave the secret about a minute ago where you were talking about that people will run to the things that they like to do. So if the thing that you want to do is hard for some reason, whatever that might be, the best thing you can do for yourself is think of a way to make it easy or make it enjoyable or build some kind of reward into it. Do something where there's a real, and you want to be incentivized. You have to incentivize yourself, because when you actually care about doing it and look forward to doing it, you're in a much stronger position to actually begin and, more importantly, stick with it.
So how did you incentivize yourself to give up pasta and bread? You brave man.
Yeah. So for me, I've ignored in the past my physical health. You know, I tend to be a workaholic. I tend to really drive myself hard. So the way I incentivized myself was I actually thought back to times in my life earlier when I was more disciplined and I was doing things, and I thought about how good I felt and how much easier I was to function in the day from my clarity of thought to the simple movement of my body. So I kind of reverse engineered it, and I told myself, well, all right, if I'm giving this thing up, well, I'm finding things in my diet that I still enjoy, that I still that still taste good. So even though there were certain things, for the things that I didn't like, I incentivized myself with the memory of how great it's going to be again. And on top of that, I made sure I was still enjoying food. Just wasn't the same food.
You said some very interesting things, and I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. I want our listeners to understand that it is not only the spoken word or the written word that makes positive changes in our lives, but to be able to recall feelings helps us propel into more positive ways of thinking. We are talking to Andrew Kapp in his book, Just Feel Good. I'm the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. I am doing free sessions this holiday season, so please call me at 800-889-1757 or go to pushybroadfromthebronx.com. Make a 30-minute free consultation with me, and we will get your holidays going in the right direction. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Foundation, Dr. Elias Arabian can help you make the most of your time here on Earth. As a third-generation healer with a doctorate degree in psychology, Dr. Eli helps you resolve conflict that begins within the self and extends out into the world. No matter your spiritual background and cultural heritage, you can learn to heal past traumas and listen to your inner voice. Are you ready to feel empowered to live more peacefully during our time of social unrest? For more information, visit centeronpeace.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A book that actually has healing power. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now for pre-order. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Pre-order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Hi everyone, Dr. Pat here, host of the Dr. Pat Show. For about 20 years, you've heard me talk about silver and the importance of silver. I've been looking upside down and sideways to find silver that was the highest quality, and I think I found it. No, actually, I know I found it. I discovered this in my own healing journey, and that's what we used for me. Emeo Life has the most advanced silver available today. All things that harm our health is what it takes care of. Now, I thought I'd seen it all because I've been on this journey for 20 years with silver, but I've not quite found anything like Emeo Life. The folks and our friends at Emeo Life have put together a special discount for your first purchase of 20% off. EmeoLife.com. EmeoLife.com. Remember to give them a call. Tell them Dr. Pat sent you at 1-800-422-8148. I've already sent it to my naturopath.
Hey!
Welcome back. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. You're listening to my show, Recovery Recharged, with author Andrew Kapp, who wrote a fantastic book, especially for this holiday season. I know you're looking for stocking stuffers, and you're going out there and doing a lot of different things and running around like crazy. Give somebody the gift of feeling good and go get Andrew Kapp's new book, Just Feel Good. It's little, it's 89 pages, they can touch it in their hands, or they can go to Audible or Kindle, right? It's on Kindle as well, Andrew?
Kindle, Audible, Amazon. So any format you want, whether it's paperback or hardcover or ebook or audiobook, I take care of everybody.
I have it in hardcover. I have it. I hear you talking to me, so I have it on Audible as well, and I absolutely adore it. So now we are in the middle of December, and we are talking about how to get a kickstart for the new year and the fact that we should start just right now and not wait. So people out there that are depressed, or maybe they're anxious, or they're generally feeling down, what advice do you have for them to begin to feel better and to move into the new year with a little hope and a little light?
I'll start by imploring people to be kind and patient with themselves, because sometimes when you feel bad, you then feel bad about feeling bad, and it becomes this really horrible cycle. So,
oh, you're right. I have so many clients that say to me, I feel so guilty. I feel so upset. I'm punishing myself for feeling bad. So that's like a double whammy, right? They're feeling bad, and then they're feeling bad about feeling bad, right?
Pouring
rocks on top of their head.
And, you know, sometimes we come to this conclusion of, like, no one's in my corner, blah, blah, blah. One, that isn't true. But two, let's pretend it is. You can be in your corner. And you can very easily do it by being kind and patient with yourself about the fact that life isn't perfect right now. And with that as your foundation, again, it sounds like, you know, like I'm almost a broken record, but just finding ways of feeling good, whether or about things from your past life, memories, or things you're looking forward to in the future, small, simple things. The whole thing about the Merry Manifesting Method is, yeah, you're seeing all these decorations and you're finding reasons to feel grateful. You're also giving yourself nice, fresh air. You're also taking a walk. You're also being out in the sun. It's the simple, quiet things that aren't dramatic. You know, I mean, if you want to go to some concert, awesome. If that really excites you, great. Or a sporting event or a party, beautiful. But that level of excitement, that level of energy is not required to feel good around this time. You can go very small, very simple. And those are the things, those are the building blocks of a lot more sustained positive impact that will carry over into the new year for yourself.
And while you are saying these wonderful, grateful things and looking around and observing, the brain is concentrating on these things, and science tells us we really can concentrate on two things exactly at the same time. So if your brain shifts to a positive thought or a positive action, then that's what your focus is right at that moment, which really does help rewire your brain. Right?
Absolutely. And it sounds so simple. It sounds too easy. And that in and of itself is the trap. You go, well, that's too simple and too easy to work. Therefore, I will not even bother to attempt it. But hey, it's small and simple. Why not just experiment? Do this little experiment with your life of actually trying this and just seeing what happens. And let's pretend I'm lying or I'm wrong. The worst you've invested is 5 minutes a day of your life where you otherwise would have been feeling negative instead anyway. So no matter what, you're getting a win just by being willing to try this out.
And sometimes it only takes about 60 seconds. And for those of us in recovery, we understand that cravings last 30 to 60 seconds. So if you try to replace the cravings and the anxieties with gratitude for 30 to 60 seconds, you've gone that much further in staying clean and sober. And that's why these things are so important to us in recovery. Give us some of the highlights of Just Feel Good without giving away the secret of the book. What do you like to focus on when you talk to people about it?
Well, there's two core parts of the book that I really appreciate. I'm in love with the whole book, but
me too.
One end is a chapter kind of explain how it actually works, like how feeling good actually realistically results in what you want. And I find a way of going in all these different directions and covering all these possibilities and kind of bring them all to one set point that anyone ideally and hopefully can relate to. But then the other part of the book is kind of piggybacking off of that, where I go through different ways of just feeling good and even walk people through a process that they're reading the book. And I don't recommend listening to this while you're driving if you get the audiobook, but I walk people through an actual guided process where they can kind of just breathe in and they can feel good about things and actually experience a positive emotion in the moment for themselves.
And even if you are driving in the morning, I have so many clients that say to me they do their gratitude list or they do their appreciation of the world and of themselves as they're driving, because they're looking at cars in front of them, they're looking at decorations all over the place. It is really outside that you let the world in. And by doing that, you can find many different ways to bring in the gratitude.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about what's happening in the new year and why you think people should, what you think people maybe should expect from the world around them in 2024.
I'm not one to mince words, and I'm also not one to lie to people. I think it's going to be a hectic 2024. That doesn't mean it's going to be a bad 2024, but I think people should expect it to be a little more intense, because when they're expecting that, they're not caught by surprise. And this is actually why I'm such a huge proponent of feeling good for a few minutes a day, because it's laying the psychological foundation that when something weird or erratic happens in the world, you're responding to it and experiencing it from a much higher plane of awareness and ease.
That's a very good point. And this is something that we also worry about in recovery. When we are practicing and we are understanding what it's like to be clean and sober, we understand that the world has its own agenda. And this world, especially in 2024, is going to be an election year. It's going to be tumultuous in this country. There are many things that are already happening around the world that everybody is concerned about. So what you're saying is really noteworthy. People need to be prepared in their own mind, in their own psyche, to learn effective tools to weather a storm and not ride the roller coaster of events that are coming.
Yes.
Is that right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, because the world, no matter what, it's always going to go at its own speed, and that doesn't mean that you can't go at a speed that kind of works with ghosts, that keeps you in the flow, so to speak. Whether you're faster or slower than the world, you can still be in the flow with whatever it's doing.
Suggest people do right now, right here, is there some exercise that even people in the car and you and I could do together to feel good?
So right. Really, well, so if I'm in the car, again, I'm Captain Strategy here. What do I have to expect in a standard car ride? Well, I hit green lights, I hit red lights, I hit traffic jams, I hit stop signs, I hit yield signs, all these things. Me, strategically, if I have a daily commute, I'm assigning certain things as cues to feel grateful. So every time I hit a red light, oh, let me quickly think of something that I'm grateful for from my past. Green light, oh, let me think of something I'm grateful for my future. You know, traffic jam, let me just be grateful for the air in my lungs right now while I'm sitting here trying to patiently wait for the cars to move. Again, I'm not lying to myself. I'm not all of a sudden like, oh, I love traffic jams. Like, no, I don't love traffic jams. But if I'm going to be in a traffic jam, I'm going to use it to my advantage in some way instead of what I usually would have been doing in terms of gritting my teeth and gripping the steering wheel really hard and not even realizing how tense you might be. I can remember, as a really fast story, driving over ice years back and fishtailing. And I got control of the car, and I noticed that all my windows were fogged up. And I was like, well, that's strange. I didn't feel like I was breathing heavy, but apparently in response and reaction to the car almost getting in a crash, my body really overreacted. We don't realize how tense we really are, which is why when you go to a red light and you can just take a deep breath, when you hit that traffic jam, you can just take a deep breath. When you hit that green light, you say, oh, great, this is awesome. Let me quickly say thank you for, you know, the blood pumping through my veins and for my body's health in any way, shape, or form. These are all building blocks.
So for everybody stuck in holiday traffic or getting to work in the morning, let's make traffic jams more fun with Andrew Kapp. And I know exactly what you mean, because stress, especially this time of year, can be very, very dangerous. That's a really good way. Those are really good things. And I noticed there, too, that you put the time-lapse method into things, which is my favorite way of manifesting. So let's talk about the time-lapse method so people can do that right now.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the classic way of doing the time-lapse, if, you know, a lot of times will be with a pen and a paper, where you write 15 things that you're grateful for, 5 from your past, 5 from your present. And then you just jumble up that list so that maybe there's a present one and then a past and then another present and a future. You read off these lists, this list of all these things that you're grateful for that you've written in the present tense, and you're almost confusing your brain in a good way because, you know, you've just read something that you're grateful for from your present and then you've read something from your past. When you read the future one, you haven't downshifted yet, so you have that feeling of gratitude for the future one also. So you're putting yourself on a nice, really steady kind of progression of thought where you're grateful for all these different levels of your life, whether it's a past experience, a present one, or one that you want to manifest or attract into your life still.
And I know that somebody like me that hears the words, you have to write them down, will turn around and say, I'm not doing that. So I just want to let you know, Andrew, writing is a great way, but speaking is also a really great way. So,
yes.
For instance, I would say to myself, I am really grateful for the holidays that I experienced growing up as a child. I am really grateful for the brand new things that are coming and happening to the Transformation Network in 2024. I am really grateful to be on Recovery Recharged with my very dear friend and author, Andrew Kapp, today. Those kinds of things, right?
Absolutely. And thank you for
that.
You
know, it's making me smile because it just is. And those things work. It may sound like it doesn't work, but we want you to try it. We want you to try this book, Just Feel Good. We want you to take it and read it for everything it's worth or listen to it. Do this for what constitutes a habit, and science tells us that a habit is anywhere from 66 days to 90 days. Practice what's in here at your leisure, a few minutes a day, just enjoying yourself. And then we want to know what's happening to you after 90 days. I want you to email me at ellen@pushybroadfromthebronx.com, or I want you to let us know. Andrew, where can we find you?
A very easy website. I have a bunch, but if you go to awesomemarvelous.com, that'll take you to the link to my YouTube channel, the link to all of my books, the link to this month's Escape Velocity program, awesomemarvelous.com, very easy link to get to me. And if anyone's on Instagram, they can always follow me at Andrew Kapp Insta.
So all we're asking, take the next 3 months, December, January, February, give it a shot, and then tell us things in your life haven't improved greatly. Mine certainly has. Let's bring us a little bit to the present and the future. Let's talk about your program, Escape Velocity, that most of us are a part of. And if you're not a part of it, tell us all about it from beginning to end, Andrew, and how we participate.
Sure. Well, I only offer it in December every single year. And it's a 30-day gratitude program where I email people every day for 30 days and I send them a lesson where I walk them through a gratitude method or a gratitude exercise. So it's a way of giving people 30 consecutive days of feeling good without having to come up with the idea themselves. And the reason I call it Escape Velocity is it's a reference to You know, when a rocket ship goes, you know, goes to the moon, for example, you know, and that's 230,000 miles away, it uses 90% of its fuel just escaping the Earth's atmosphere, which means it only needs 10% of its fuel to go 230,000 miles and back to the Earth. 90% is just the atmosphere of the Earth and the gravity of the Earth, and it has to achieve escape velocity. And I use it as a reference point because when we're often trying to manifest or attract something in our life that's positive for the first time, it feels like we have all these years of negative momentum, and it feels like this impossible out-of-reach thing. But I say, if you go through 30 days and you're just grateful, even for a few minutes a day, you will get the energetic and psychological momentum and achieve your own personal escape velocity of whatever negativity had been holding you back in the past.
So how do they get started if they want to start now?
If you just go to awesomemarvelous.com, that'll be a link to Escape Velocity. And again, signing up for Escape Velocity, all you're doing is you're getting 30 consecutive days of videos from me. It's very simple. I like to keep things simple. I don't have a lot of bells and whistles. And by the way, if you don't want to pay for the program, well, then on your own, you just make a decision every single day for the next 30 days. I'm going to do something that makes me experience gratitude, even for just a few minutes a day, because that really is more than enough to make a positive impact.
So what's on the horizon for Andrew Kapp? What do we need to know? What do you want to tell us?
Well, for me, you know, the Law of Attraction book came out in 2019. My Three Words book came out in 2022. Just Feel Good came out this year. There's no rhyme or reason to what I'm doing other than what I'm inspired to do. So there is another book in the back of my mind, but I always wait to write or create something for when I'm actually in the moment and feeling the energy, because I don't want an energy or a level of doubt or a level of hesitation or grit or obligation that's going to go into the project. I always want it to be coming from a place of enthusiasm and momentum and energy. So right now, what people can expect is hopefully me continuing to put some kind of positive message out there through the books, but I don't have a specific announce date of anything just yet.
How long did it take you to write Just Feel Good?
The whole thing took 8 weeks of writing and producing. Writing the book only took me 4 weeks. So I went very fast.
And how about the first book, The Last Law of Attraction?
Last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read, I wrote in 9.5 weeks, which is why I wait till I have energy, because that's how, like, there's a momentum and enthusiasm there, and it goes really fast.
That's Roadrunner energy. That's Tasmanian Devil energy, Andrew. You have written a best-selling book, like The Last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read. How many copies is it sold now? I know you're well above 100,000. Where are you with that book?
Yeah, probably bordering 130,000. I look at the numbers every month, so I'm not 100% sure. I know I'm past 128,000 for sure.
And how long has Just Feel Good been out on the market?
It came out at the end of March, and it's probably close to, and nothing compared to the Law of Attraction book, it's probably sold about 5,000 or 6,000 copies.
All right, so we want to be able to give this book a push because it has really redirected so many people's lives. Let's talk a little bit more about the book and your forward, because I know that the most important thing people want to know is, how are you so confident in your forward here? What I'm about to share with you in this book has changed my life. Can you talk a little bit about personally about what that actually means? How did that do that to you?
So really where this came from is, we've all had our own ebbs and flows. We all have our own challenges and our own victories in life. 15 years ago, I had a situation where I basically, to me, to be dramatic, I lost what felt like it was 90% of my life, where I lost my business and my girlfriend of 3 years, all within a matter of days. And I had to look in the mirror and say, Andrew, what are you doing here? Why isn't anything working? And I had this weird, simultaneous moment of indignation and epiphany of looking back on the years prior. And whenever I started the small and simple habit of just feeling good for a few minutes a day, that's when things started to take off before inevitably I would get in my own way and stop. So it was, as soon as I took that time and that moment to say, listen, I'm just doing this every day no matter what, no matter any failures or any successes, I'm going to use success as an excuse that I've got this, now I can stop. I'm just going to do it. And the moment I made that decision, it was like a movie because, you know, a couple of weeks later, I felt way better than anyone with a broken heart had any business feeling. You know, 3 months later, I'm in a brand new, way better relationship, way healthier relationship. 4 months later, I'm making more money than at any point in my life before then. And within 6 months, like, everything in my life had completely turned around and was better. And that's just me. But I get emails almost every day from other people that when they follow these things, and by the way, it doesn't have to be my book. If you could find it anywhere, like, I'm not saying I'm the one-stop shop, although I hope my stuff is very good and very user-friendly.
You wrote a book that says the last law of attraction book you'll ever need to read. As far as I'm concerned, that's it.
Yeah, and I try to live up to that. But really, I'm telling, like, either way, like, if people just, like, go into this, they will be shocked. And just to give your voice a little bit of a break here, one extra thing, and I was going to say this, it's if closer to the end of this hour the opportunity presented itself, I was going to wait till then. I recently had a stitches in my upper lip. I had a little injury here, and I couldn't smile for a few days. And I'm not going, like, listen, you could tell by the way I speak, I'm very passionate and I believe in what I'm saying, but I'm not a happy-go-lucky guy. I'm not a sunshine and rainbows and unicorns kind of guy. My life and my days have ebbs and flows to them. But by that same token, the moment I couldn't allow myself to smile because I didn't want to, like, stretch out my lip and create a scar, it was unbelievably difficult to not smile throughout the day. And I think anyone listening, you sometimes, even no matter what's going on in your life, you don't realize when you're scrolling social media and you see, like, a clip from Friends, or you see, like, a funny joke, you don't actually realize how often you have these little smiles throughout the day. We always have excuses to smile. You would be shocked. The moment I finally wasn't allowed to smile for a few days, it was an unbelievable challenge. And this is coming from the place of someone with an imperfect life. And I want to tell people, if you actually tried to not smile, you'd be like, oh, my God. You would notice throughout the day the curls start on your lip and be like, oh, my God, it really is happening. The moment I try to stop smiling, there's going to be something in there that's an excuse and a reason for me to laugh or be happy or joyful even in that moment. All I'm doing is advising people to be a little bit more proactive in that way and make sure no matter what, for 5 minutes a day, they're doing something and feeling good in some way, shape, or form.
It's so interesting that you say that because people don't understand how much they naturally want to smile. I think people find ways not to smile because it's so easy to get things going and do the things you like to do and find the things that bring you joy, which is almost the same as gratitude, right? I also have my Alexa set for the words, find the things that bring you joy. And one of those things is just being able to smile over it. You're absolutely right. Yeah. What else do you, and also I want to thank you for your personal experiences and reflections. It's really important for us to know where you came from, why you have done this, and the fact that you also practice what you preach.
Yeah, and thank you for that. And again, I mean, it's an imperfect life, but there's things in my life today that a younger version of me would have been so jealous of, almost resentfully jealous.
Wait, like what?
Well, like selling over 100,000 copies of a book, you know, to have that level of ease and that level of momentum. There's an earlier, younger version of Andrew who was pulling his hair out, trying to figure out how to make it happen, not realizing that all he had to do was lean in with his desire to serve people, his desire to go with the flow and be authentic, and the changes that would have made. But also the level, And I'm hesitant to say this word because it comes off as pompous, but I'm older than I look, so I'll say this. The level of wisdom to identify when there's something going on in life and I have to redirect myself and I have to shift course and make sure that I'm not falling down some kind of rabbit hole of negativity. A younger version of me just didn't have the wisdom and the insight to spot that in the moment and do something about it. So that younger version would have been very jealous of me in that regard also.
I'm not so sure that the younger version of myself would have even realized what was happening, you know, to be jealous or not feel gratitude. I know that this book has also been responsible for changing my life and for changing the lives of many of my clients. So tell us again where to find you, please.
Thank you so much. AwesomeMarvelous.com. We'll forward to all the books, like anywhere on Amazon. And by the way, if you're outside the U.S. listening to this in some way, shape, or form, just going to your regional Amazon and searching for the titles of these books, looking for Just Feel Good. Or if people want to find me on Instagram, I'm simply Andrew Kapp Insta.
The last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read, The Stocking Stuffer That's Perfect, Just Feel Good. It gives you a great kickstart to the new year. This is Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx. I am thrilled that you are here with us. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2024. This is Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening. And remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.